Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar, home of the 2025 Breeders' Cup World Thoroughbred Championships. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas through horseplayers.com. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in my co-host John Lindo in just 1 minute. We've got a full card of action today. Racing coverage from Santa Anita, Keeneland, Belmont at the Big A, and Gulfstream Park. But being 6 days in front of the Breeders' Cup, that's going to be our emphasis today. We're going to talk about the pre-entries, the draw, and many of the goings-on as far as the major contenders, what races they may be pointing for, latest workout information, and more. For all that, let me bring in John Lindo. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. A lot happening 6 days out from the Breeders' Cup. Looking forward to it, and we're starting to finally see some people file in. It's been quiet at Del Mar, but it's starting to ramp up now.
Well, let's kind of give the rundown. Pre-entries were taken on Monday, announced on Wednesday. The pre-entry past performances came out on Friday. Post-position draw is Monday at 4 p.m. at Del Mar. So those are the logistics, John, but let's talk about what we saw in the pre-entries. And I think the thing that strikes me the most is we have eight previous Breeders' Cup winners back, not all from last year, some from 2023. But I think that's a great development, John.
Well, it means they're sticking around, which is really good for the horse fans. And there was 191 individual horses entered, including 53 horses from international, whether it be Europe or Japan. You mentioned eight Breeders' Cup winners. You have defending champs Sierra Leone back in the Classic, Rebel Romance in the Breeders' Cup Turf. He's looking for his third win in the Turf. Straight No Chaser back for the Sprint. Full Serrano will be back to defend his title in the Dirt Mile. You have Citizen Bull, who won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile last year. He'll be in the Dirt Mile. And from 2023, Fierceness won the Juvenile that year. He is in the Classic this year. White Abarrio won the Classic in 2023. He comes back in the Dirt Mile. And Nobles, who is on the outside looking in, trying to get into the Turf Sprint, he won that race in 2023. So obviously, the horses are familiar with Del Mar. This is the second year in a row it's here, so you're getting a lot of repeat entries, which is great. And for us, it's a home game, so that's even better yet, Bob.
And, John, the last two Kentucky Derby winners, Mystic Dan and Sovereignty Inn, and that's a great development to see those horses. And, boy, if this Classic holds together, John, and all these horses can hold together for another week, I think it's the best one in history as far as the depth. We did lose one horse. Locked is not going to run, and he's been retired. But, John, the depth of the Classic is something that I don't think we've ever seen in the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, there's 10 horses in there, and you can make a legit case for 7 or 8. And the best part about it, Bob, is that we had several great older horses this year come back. You know, the 1-2-3 finishers from the Breeders' Cup Classic last year, including Forever Young from Japan, they're all back. Plus, you have an outstanding group of 3-year-olds this year, and you see Sovereignty by Aza and Journalism amongst that group all in the race. So, and not only do we have the older versus younger, we have top-class horses, and they're from around the world. I agree with you. I think top to bottom, as far as field depth, this may be the best Breeders' Cup Classic, and I hope it runs that way. If it runs like it does on paper, it's going to be an outstanding race.
You mentioned Rebel's Romance, John. He's trying to win the Breeders' Cup Turf for the third time, a remarkable achievement. He would join Goldakova and Beholder as the only other three-time winners. You mentioned in the mile, Godolphin and Charlie Appleby. They've taken 3 out of the last 4, so they're going to be back in full force, John. And how about this development, which I find to be fairly amazing? The barn that Brad Cox has probably has more horses than any barn in the country. Only 2 starters in the Breeders' Cup this year, and they're both on turf. Brad Cox does not have a dirt entrance on Breeders' Cup.
That jumped out to me. When I saw all the entries, I kept looking, we'll see who's Brad Cox got for this, who's got Brad Cox got for that. Not one entry on dirt, and when you think about the amount of horses he has and the amount of money spent, especially trying to get prospects for the 3-year-old Classic races, and unfortunately, you know, this is one of those years, whether it be injuries or maybe just did not have a good crop of 2-year-olds this year. I don't know what it is, but even though he's winning races, I don't think he's, you know, if you ask Brad Cox, I've got to think he would call this kind of a disappointing year.
John, I mentioned Locked is out. Any other defections we should know about?
Well, since the pre-entries, Beautify, who was scheduled to run in the Juvenile Phillies Turf, did not join the rest of the Aiden O'Brien horses and come out to California. So she will not run. You talked about Locked being out of the race. Those are the two primary changes there. We have a couple of decisions. There was a scratch today at Keeneland from the Bowman Mill. Outfielder will not run there. He was entered in that race today. He will run in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. And Mike Willman, who hosts our show here from 8 to 10 on Sundays, he spoke to Richard Mandela at the track at Santa Anita yesterday. And Richard Mandela told Mike that Kopion, who has entered in both the Breeders' Cup Sprint and the filly and mare Sprint, she will face the boys in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. His other entry, Tamara, in the filly and mare Sprint, she will go against the girls. So he has two top sprinting females. Kopion will face the boys at 6 furlongs. Tamara, who just worked at Santa Anita, she will face the girls in the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint. That's 7 furlongs.
We want to thank Mike Willman for that info. We can break that here on the show here today. As I mentioned, post-position draw on Monday, 4 p.m. at Del Mar. I know all of our handicappers have already started to dig into the pre-entry past performances, but until post positions are drawn, then you can really start to bear down on your opinions, John, and we'll dive right into that as soon as the draw is done on Monday. I'll be down there live. I think you will too. So we'll take that in. John, how about workouts? I saw Baeza work today. I saw him on the XBTV feed, a Breeders' Cup feed. He looked very good to me. What'd you think?
I thought Baeza looked terrific. He went 5 furlongs under Hector Barrios and 1-1 and changes about 6 wide off the rail. Finished up well, galloped out very strong around the turn. The most interesting work to me this morning, Bob, was Nisos getting ready for the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. He worked 6 furlongs on the main track and 1-11. He looked good doing it. But the most interesting part of this, before he worked on the main track, Bob Baffert sent him out to the training track where he backtracked all the way around on the training track getting a warm-up before he went to the main track to work out. And, you know, that's not something you see every day. So that was kind of an interesting decision. I don't know if Nisos needs a long warm-up or what the story is there, but that's what he did today. He backtracked on the outside of the training track on the Tapita before working 6 furlongs. Several other Bob Baffert workers. You saw Citizen Bull early this morning in the dark also going to the Dirt Mile. He worked 1:10-4. And Full Serrano for John Sathers also going in the Dirt Mile. He worked 5 furlongs and 58-3, out 6 furlongs and 1:11-4. Nevada Beach for Bob Baffert is going in the Classic facing older horses. He worked 6 furlongs and 1:12-1. And I thought an impressive work from Johannes getting ready for the Breeders' Cup mile on the grass. He worked on the dirt in 1:02 in company, but I like the way he did it and the way he went out after the wire. He looks like he's back to where he was last year when he ran second in the Breeders' Cup mile. So I think Johannes coming up to the Breeders' Cup in really good shape.
Well, John, let's turn our attention to some handicapping today. And let's be honest, what we're seeing at Santa Anita today, quite possibly, in my opinion, the weakest card they've ever run at Santa Anita on a Saturday. I mean, you had 72 horses entered. The two stakes races drew 4 and 5 entrants. The only full fields on the card are a 62.5 claimer and a 10,000 claimer. Those are races 8 and 9. Wanted to ask you, John, specifically, this is the first time we've seen these ratings handicap races go. Races 6 and 7 are ratings handicaps. You'll explain what those are. They drew fields of 7 and 6. So I didn't think there was a lot of meat on the bone today for Santa Anita, but tell us, first of all, about these ratings handicap races.
Well, kind of as a surprise to everybody, when the overnight for today's Friday, yesterday's and today's cards came out, these rating handicap races were put on as extras. And what the rating handicap is, Equibase apparently has assigned every horse stabled in not only Santa Anita but around the country a ratings handicap, a number. So, you know, whether your horse is assigned a number 65, 95, whatever it would be, and these rating handicaps are riding races based on that handicap number you have. So let's take an example. Let's go to race number 7 today. This is a rating handicap race, and it's for horses with a rating of 95 down to 80. Now, you're not going to see in the daily racing form because of the kind of a sprung in everybody. You don't see the rating handicap number in the daily racing form. You don't see it on the program. If you want to find those rating handicap numbers that were assigned, you have to look on the overnight for Santa Anita. On the right next to the horses' names are the handicap ratings. So in this race, for example, number 1, Lunar Impact, is assigned an 84. Number 2, I'm About to Go, 83. Antifona, 95. Miss Lizzie, 92. no other like you 86 and Spicy Bug in 86. So obviously the highest rated horse is Antifona. But you also get this discrepancy. I had to kind of break it down for what have they won, what conditions do they have. You have two fillies in here, Lunar Impact, who won the Misdirection Stakes earlier this year, and Miss Lizzie, who won the Misdirection Stakes at Santa Anita Down the Hill last year. So you have stakes winners in here, but you have another horse like No Other Like You, who just got beat in a 25 non-winners of two, who's eligible for the same race. Now, class-wise, it's not even close. So I don't know who created these numbers or what the algorithm was to create these, but, you know, I would be very leery as far as right now until they get these numbers corrected or at least tightened up, where you don't know what you're going to draw if you enter these races. So, you know, look at it for what it is. You have to do your basic handicapping, but you're going to see some odd-shaped fields based on the numbers of these rating handicaps. And, you know, it's been thrown together, thrown at us really quickly, and we'll see what happens. But be careful with these races.
Well, John, you mentioned the last two on there, the 86 ratings, No Other Like You and Spicy Bug. No Other Like You is 30-1, and Spicy Bug is 3-1. So, obviously, the morning line maker does not rate these horses equally. John, let's talk about the Breeders' Cup, your seminar with John Hardoon. That will be Friday night, 6 p.m. at the South Point. It'll also be streamed over our website here, thoroughbredla.com. So tell us about that. Let's get a phone number out for the South Point. You did double duty today on the Lindo Report, so plenty of action coming your way, John.
Well, a lot going on. Obviously, college football already underway today. You've got that going on. We've got the World Series going. You've got pro football on Sundays, and you've got the Breeders' Cup next week. A lot going on at the South Point. You can call 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. I don't know if there are any rooms available next weekend, but going forward, yeah, you can go ahead and book your rooms. Ask Steve how to get the Thoroughbred LA Horse Players rate. We will do the seminar of the Breeders' Cup Day 2, the Saturday card, after Day 1, about 6 o'clock in the Grandview Lounge, which is right next to the race book. John Hardoon and I will be there. Ralph Sirocco from Race Day Las Vegas will host us. We've done this for a number of years. There's a Breeders' Cup viewing party in the Grand Ballroom both Friday and Saturday, and it's free to attend, free parking to get in, discounted prices on food and drink. It's a great place to watch and wager there. Come on out and join us, and if you can't, you can go to our website, thoroughbredla.com. There's a banner on the homepage. Click on that. It'll lead you to the link for the seminar live streaming at 6 p.m. on Friday. So that's what we have going. And as far as the radio play, Bob, I did both Linda Reports for closing day today at Keeneland and for that Santa Anita card. I didn't really like anything to play at Santa Anita, so I'm going to go to Keeneland for a play. This is the first time starter that caught my eye. Race number 4, number 11, Bella Street. I like the work pattern based at Keeneland for a barn, Matthew Sims, that wins races first time out. Good speed out of the gate in the October 1 drill. Drawn in post number 11, 8-1 on the program. I think a horse very live first time out of Keeneland. So race 4, number 11, Bella Street for me at Keeneland. And, Bob, I know you didn't do a sheet today for Santa Anita, and I'm guessing it had a lot to do with the quality of the card and the playability of the card today.
Exactly right, John, but I also want to give you props on your radio winner from last week. You gave us Eunomia, paid $20.08 at Keeneland, so you're giving us another price today to try to make it 2 weeks in a row, and you've really been seeing the ball at Keeneland, John. So great job on that and the Lindo Report. You had a nice winner there yesterday as well. Exactly right, John. I did not do my sheet today. I just couldn't do it. The quality and the quantity on this Santa Anita card with 72 horses entered, I just could not charge my customers $10 for the sheet, but we'll come back for closing day tomorrow, which is a little more promising. I thought the field size was better. And John, before I give my pick, I just want to make a note here. I don't know if you noticed the single ticket yesterday in the pick six where the pool was only $54,000. The single ticket pick six paid $28,000. And I want to rattle off the prices that won yesterday. 9:20 in the first leg, 6:40, 10:40, $14 even, $30.60, and $18.60. John, back in the day, this would have been a life-changing score for somebody to have that single ticket. That ticket would have paid more like $128,000 instead of $28. In contrast, the pick five pool yesterday, $433,000, which is eight times more than the pick six. It paid $10,000 for 50 cents. So if you want to multiply that by four, like it's a $2 pick six, so that would have been a $40,000 payoff, and you only had to pick one less winner. So I think it's quite evident, John, the pick six pool with the Sunset and the Coast to Coast is becoming so diluted that to hit yesterday and be the only ticket, you hate to say $28,000 is not worth it, but that to me was not worth it, John, given those price winners.
So you're a regular a pick six player, Bob. Is it something where you're going to have to make a call now? Are you going to keep playing the pick six? Are you going to have to avoid it and go to something else? Well, you know, you're the core market. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, and I am a regular pick six player, and especially since, you know, we got away from the jackpot payoffs and went back to the traditional pick six for the last couple of years, I probably played the majority of the days. But after tomorrow, I'm going to have to take a look and see what they do at the winter meet. If these things continue to be watered down and diluted to where it's a $54,000 pool, then there's no way I can continue to play the pick six. It's just, you know, I would have felt robbed to put all those winners together yesterday. And then even had to share it with somebody. I'm assuming one of the CAWs had that ticket because only two horses were covered yesterday. So anyway, John, that's my take on it. If Santa Anita, they really need to look at the way they're handling these multi-race pools, because I think it's cannibalizing, especially in the traditional pick six. John, radio play for me, a no sheet today, but I'll give out a radio play. Let's go to the seventh race, and it is one of those ratings handicaps. I like the downhill races, and I especially like the horse drawn outside, and she is number six, Spicy Bug, 3-1 on the morning line. I love the route to sprint play coming down the hill. She likes the Santa Anita turf course with three previous wins here. The horse that beat her last time, Vibes, came right back to win. And she just is a better mare when she can run with Lasix and like she is today. So radio play, seventh race, number six, Spicy Bug, 3-1 on the morning line. John, let's take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com and Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio. AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our newest additions to the 2026 breeding season, Tamarando and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAN.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Hike and John Lindo. And John, what are we going to do for Cowbred of the Week today?
Well, a lot coming up for the Cowbreds this week. For Cowbred of the Week, we're just going to highlight horses that are going to be involved during the Breeders' Cup weekend here at Del Mar. On Friday, you have the $175,000 Golden State Juvenile and the $175,000 Golden State Juvenile Fillies. On the weekend in the Breeders' Cup, here are the pre-entries of the Cowbreds. Lovesick Blues is pre-entered in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. You have Majestic Oofs pre-entered in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. And on Friday, Third Beer is looking to draw into the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. Love that name, Third Beer. So those are the Cowbreds going to be participating this coming weekend on the Breeders' Cup weekend at Del Mar.
Third Beer is just a warm-up, John. It's about halfway through. tell us about twinspires.com and how we can get people signed up, and also the alternate selection option, which is extremely valuable, especially on Breeders' Cup weekend.
Well, with the races, especially here in Southern California at Del Mar this year, if you're playing pick fours and pick fives, you need to be able to select an alternate selection. Don't let the racetrack select it for you. You know, we saw what happened with Modern Games a number of years ago at Del Mar. Well, you have the option now through twinspires.com to make an alternate selection in your pick fours and pick fives every Southern California racetrack racing day. So take advantage of that when you play the Breeders' Cup pick fours and pick fives at Del Mar. Sign up right now for Twin Spires and learn how to use that alternate selection box. It's very simple.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Bob's handicap also appears in all the Southern California newspaper group papers. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. Want to know what you're going to have for Breeders' Cup and when it will be available.
Yeah, I'll just do the normal, it's just like handicapping a normal card at Del Mar for Friday and Saturday, only there'll be Breeders' Cup races in there. So I'll have Fridays up probably late Thursday afternoon, and then Saturdays would be up sometime late Friday afternoon.
John, I know you wanted to get a pick from Bob Mazursky today, so come on in.
Yeah, Bob, as opposed to looking to the stakes races today at Santa Anita, four horses in the Tokyo City, five horses in the Twilight Derby, let's just get a radio play where you can find something with some meat on it. How about a radio play at Santa Anita today?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the last race today, and I like the outside horse, Tina Turner. I thought she overcame some adversity to win first time out at Los Al, and Timekeeper's Charm, her stablemate, came back to win at Santa Anita. So she's bred for the grass. I think she should handle the downhill. I think the extra distance should also help her. So I'm going to go for a Tina Turner in race nine, an outside horse in that field of eight.
5-2 morning line. That is Bob Mazursky's radio play. 10th and final race, the eight, Tina Turner. Well, Bob, I know after the post position draw on Monday, plenty of work to do. So we'll let you get busy and talk again on Breeders' Cup Saturday.
Sounds good, guys. Good luck today.
Okay, that was Bob Benczersky, today'sracingdigest.com. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We're doing well, and wanted you to, first thing off, is to preview a race from Keeneland. It's the Fayette, goes as the ninth race, a good full field of 11 in there. How'd you see that one, Bruce?
You know, I think this is kind of a second class, a notch below older group of horses, to be honest with you. Kind of a confusing race at that. I think the three-year-old should be given another chance. We know the 10 Gosger very well. He threw in a clunker last time out in the Pennsylvania Derby. He stumbled at the start, but he just didn't run his race. He's getting a 4 to anywhere to an 8-pound head start over his older rivals. He's got a big win here. I loved his Lexington win. That's when he kind of came of age here in mid-April. Kind of a sitting style, right behind, plenty of speed. So let's give the three-year-old another shot after a poor performance. The 10 Gosger, if you really want to open up, other horses to consider would be the 5 Moonlight, the 6 Rattle and Roll, and the horse for the course, the 11 Hit Show. But I'm going to give the 10 Gosger another shot here.
And, Bruce, when will your Breeders' Cup products be available, say, the Friday stuff and then Saturday? So give us kind of a timeline on that.
Yeah, it'll be the afternoon before, at the latest 6 o'clock. But I would start checking on Thursday, 2 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's up there. It'll be up there under Bruce's picks once they're loaded on. So Thursday afternoon or a little later afternoon, same thing for Saturday's card. Check on Friday.
John Lindo, we always get 2 picks from Bruce, so why don't you get the first one?
I know. I spent the money he gave out Stay in Line last Saturday at $10.20. That money's been spent, Bruce, so I need some more help. How about a first play today at Keeneland?
Yeah, we did the ninth race. How about running a double? And I have a bit of a bomb here in the 10th race. The 7 horse, Royal Causeway, made 2 starts. His noteworthy start, though, was debuting at Kentucky Downs, and we know how tough the races are there and how high class, and you see a lot of Kentucky Downs horses win at Keeneland this meeting. This horse broke poorly in its debut at Kentucky Downs, and there was absolutely no urgency by the rider. He really didn't panic. He kind of just sat there, and he let this horse loose very late into the race, and he was flying, finishing 4th. Much better than looked effort. Fast forward to his next race. The race was rained off the turf at Churchill Downs in the wet track. He had a little bit of trouble down the back stretch. He got something out of the race. He finished 5th, but I want to see him back on the grass, and that's where he lands today. He should be fit and ready to go, 3rd start out. Race 10, number 7, Royal Causeway at 15-1 on the morning line.
And Bruce, as John mentioned, you gave us Stay in Line at Santa Anita last week, a nice $10.20 winner. Did you find anything to play at Santa Anita today for radio?
You know, I think there's a standout. I'm not saying it's going to be pricey. Go to the 6th race at Santa Anita. It's one of those ratings races. And I think the number 2 horse, Drop 'Em, has a big edge over this field. His last two dirt sprints, one at Del Mar and one at Santa Anita, were quite good. He was 2nd in the Echo Eddie back in April. I especially liked his race at Del Mar and the Real Good Deal. He finished 3rd over a track that I thought was biased towards outside closers, and he did all the heavy lifting. I thought he was very game in defeat in that race. He's back sprinting on the dirt today, where I think he does his best running. I think he's going to probably employ a little bit of a stalking style here, but I think his dirt sprints point him out against kind of a field maybe not that tough. So race 6, the 2 Drop 'Em listed at 3-1 on the morning line.
BetOnBruce.com. Tell us what you have today, Bruce.
Full card analysis at Santa Anita with also the last 6 races on closing day from Keeneland, audio included, and also best bets with audio at Santa Anita.
We should mention tomorrow, opening day, Churchill Downs. They have that Stars of Tomorrow card. And Bruce, will you be handicapping Churchill as well?
Absolutely. That's where we found Sovereignty last year, actually, in one of those races. So looking forward to, we'll be covering Churchill Downs this meet.
Very good. Thanks, Bruce. Get to work on your Breeders' Cup, and we'll talk next week.
Take care, guys.
All right, let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Scott Shapiro. That's the next segment on Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830, KLAA, and on the Angels radio app. Straight.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
For 55 years, Today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition includes a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to Today's Racing Digest customers. Looking for extra help? Log on to todaysracingdigest.com and get extra information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Southern California Tracks and more. Fall racing means important Breeders' Cup preps at Santa Anita, Churchill Downs, Keeneland, and Aqueduct. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need to get you from the starting gate to the winner's circle. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious horse players since 1970. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because Twin Spires tournaments are available in the app. Play Peters cash games to go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. Twin Spires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the Twin Spires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend at the track of Sunsets and Stars and a full lineup of the top runners in California. This Sunday night, it's the running of the Grade 1 Golden State Million Futurity, led by fastest qualifier Dudot Cartel, Ed Burke Million winner Jess I'm Worth It, and kindergarten winner Beautiful. Top juveniles will race with a $1 million purse on the line. Plus, don't miss Night Racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The total pool was over $100,000 last Sunday. And don't forget, we'll simulcast the Breeders' Cup action from Del Mar. Enjoy these two great days of racing in style at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the Golden State Million Futurity this Sunday night at the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise.
And welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, before we bring in John Hardoon, let's get the Breeders' Cup post times out there, first of all.
Well, the Friday Breeders' Cup card will start at 11:30 a.m. That's the Friday card. And Saturday, get there early. The first post time will be 10:05 a.m. for the 12 race card on Breeders' Cup Saturday.
Listen to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. John, you'll be hosting it from Las Vegas, and get off the air, and we'll be ready for first post on Saturday. That'll be great. Our picks are also going to be available, along with Bob Mazursky, at todaysracingdigest.com. Let's get that out there. John, a quick word from NTRA. Let's get people signed up and get them eligible for the 2026 NHC in Las Vegas.
Yeah, there are two ways to win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship today. You can go to online, www.horseturnies.com. It is a $165 online NAC qualifier. If you play the race at the Horseshoe Indy, they have the Road to Champions online tourney today. So go to the Horseshoe Indy website, and you can find out how to qualify there.
And Legacy Ranch has a great stallion roster. Ohm, Clubhouse Ride, Straight Fire, Forbidden Kingdom, and Tamarando. Call Terry Knight at 510-928-4980. Legacy Ranch takes you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle. John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How you guys doing?
Doing great. What are the conditions today at Belmont at the Big A? Because you've got a big New York bred card on tap.
Yeah, it's New York Showcase Day, so they're all New York bred races, most of them stake races. It's a beautiful day. It's a little chilly, but it's clear, it's sunny, and really good racing conditions.
Okay, and John Lindo, I know you wanted to find out about John's Breeders' Cup stuff. John will be coming out to join you for that seminar at the South Point. So, John Lindo, dive in.
Well, I know you do multiple tracks every day, John, but what will be your timeline as far as getting your Breeders' Cup stuff available online at johnhardoon.com?
Well, everything will be up Wednesday evening, 6 p.m. Pacific time, and we'll have all Fridays and Saturdays selections up and ready to go.
I know you usually give us a couple of selections, and, you know, we had talked about the, you know, what we were looking at at Santa Anita today. So where do you want to go for your selections today? Let me get your first play of the day.
Okay, we're going to go to Belmont at the Big A and look at the sixth race today. This is the Mohawk Stakes. It's a mile and a 16th on the turf, and I love the number 5 horse in here, Slap in the Face. This is a 5-year-old gelding from the Anthony Dutro Bar Manny Franco aboard to ride. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. He loves this layout. He's run well at Aqueduct in the past. Number 5, Slap in the Face, wins today's sixth race out at Belmont at the Big A.
Hopefully not something, a forerunner of something to come, John, a slap in the face. Where do you want to go for your second play?
By the way, you were talking about the pick six yesterday, Bob, and how small the pool was, 28,000, and you're 100% right. That is not good. But what's even worse than that is the Sunset pick six, the Gulfstream Santa Anita deal, which obviously has turned out to be a total failure. They got $7,000 in that pool. You know, last year they were just running the coast-to-coast, the pick five, and those pools were big. They were close to 100,000, but they destroyed both pools, and I don't know who's in charge, but they should certainly reconsider what they're doing. We're going to go to Keelan, look at race number 8, a mile on the turf for radio play number 2, and I like the number 2 horse in here, Golden Afternoon, a 3-year-old gelding from the Nicholas Vacareza barn. Jose Ortiz aboard to ride. This horse is listed at 12-1 on the morning line, way too big a price. This horse has numbers good enough to beat this group. I like number 2, Golden Afternoon, to upset and win today's 8th race out of Keelan.
Great price, 12-1 morning line. And John, tell us what you have available today and give us the website too, please.
JONHARDOON.com, 3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Belmont at the Big A, closing day at Keelan, and Santa Anita selections all available.
Safe travels, John. Enjoy your time in Vegas. I know you guys will have a great time, and I know you'll have a great dinner afterwards on Saturday night.
Yeah, we're going to miss you, Bob. I guess we'll catch you at the Derby like we always do.
We'll be back for the Derby.
Thank
you, John. Let's bring in Scott Shapiro. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. First off, just wanted to know kind of what your workload's going to look like for Breeders' Cup. What will you be covering and for whom?
Yes, won't be surprising you out there like I wish I would be, but definitely going to have a nice load of work. I'll be doing DRF videos on the YouTube channel, as I have been with their team over there, as well as doing a couple of horizontal advertorials in the daily racing form paper edition. So if you're at the track picking them up at the store, I'll be in there. And then lots of my work will be on the First Bet and Express Bet blogs, as it has been, as well as doing a Breeders' Cup preview edition on both podcasts that I do on YouTube for First Bet and Express Bet, the First Call podcast, replacing the great Jeff Siegel, as I have been, and then the Horse Sense podcast, which will be done on Wednesday.
Shapper, we have a little extra time in our segment. Is there a horse maybe that's just caught your eye in the pre-entries, or somebody that you're sort of salivating over? I know we're still 6 and 7 days out, but anything you can tease us with? Maybe one horse that kind of stands out to you?
Well, I mean, I've looked at kind of 3 or 4 of the races in depth, and they're the dirt races, and I don't have anything overly creative. The one thing that I'll say that I'm finding, and it's kind of not normally a place I'm in, and it's the Classic, which is, you know, going to steal the show, how great of a field it was. I heard you guys talking about it earlier. I think Sovereignty is just a class above everybody. Everything I look at says he's going to run his best race ever. And I feel like people are just kind of hoping that he doesn't run his best race. Like, you know, I mean, I know he's going to be 9-5 or whatever. I just think he's a class above these horses, as good as they are. And it's a little bit of a different view than other people, and I'm usually not on this side of the coin. But I just think this horse has passed all of his tests, and I don't particularly love the way he was managed skipping the Preakness, but it's hard to argue with the way it worked.
Yeah, interesting, because, you know, and I mentioned earlier in the show, the depth of the race is probably the greatest it's ever been in the Classic. So for you to like one and think he's sort of a standout, very interesting. Many people will be going 5 and 6 deep in that race. You'll have a huge edge if you can narrow in on Sovereignty. John Lindo, what do you have for Scott Shapiro?
Well, first of all, Scott, Sovereignty is a personal friend of mine at this point. He's been good to me all year long. I got a chance to watch him gallop this morning. And I tell you what, for a three-year-old, he is filled out. His constitution, he couldn't look any better. And he's a big boy. And, you know, in these mile and a quarter races, he's really shown what he is. And I'm looking forward to watching him run again. You know, you talk about management, but to be able to run this horse in four straight mile and a quarter races, you know, Bill Ma had a plan, and it's coming to fruition. So I'm looking forward to seeing him again. As far as plays, I know you did a lot of work on closing day at Keeneland with all the mandatory payouts. Do you have anything for us? You gave us Theismann last week, and he went wire to wire. It was really game, 720 for the win there. So how about another Keeneland winner for us today?
Yeah, it took a lot of late money, as a lot of winners have at Keeneland, but we will take it. I'm going to go to the 10th. I know Bruce Finkelstein took a price in here, and I'm going to as well. This is the meet finale, mile and an eighth on the turf. And I like number 6, Triton, in here for Danny Gargan and Louis Saez. It's a horse that debuted in late August at Saratoga in one of their two-turn, two-year-old maiden specials and went off at nearly 15-1. And didn't really ever get to find clear sailing along the inside until it was, too late, missed by a half a length. But freshened up since then. You know, the fact that he hasn't run in 7 weeks, slightly concerning, but he's been working fine. I think this is the spot hopefully Gargan pointed to. So we'll go with number 6, Triton, at 10-1 in race 10, the Keeneland 2025 finale.
Couple nice prices from our Thoroughbred Los Angeles handicappers. We put together an Exactabox there, 6 and 7, 10-1 and 15-1 with you and Bruce. That works. Scott Shapiro, have a great week, and we will talk to you again next Saturday, Breeders' Cup Saturday.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it. Enjoy your weekend, guys.
All right, that was Scott Shapiro. Final segment coming up, it'll be Toby Callett from South Florida. Michael Rona, he's at Los Alamitos, the track announcer there. That's the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Stay tuned, AM 830, KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM
830. Horse Players. Join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events. Never miss a big race and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike, John Lindo. Hey, John, if people can't be at Del Mar for Breeders' Cup next weekend, how about some simulcast options and maybe some opening times as well?
Well, your second home, the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, they're going to open for the Breeders' Cup both days at 9 a.m. The OC Tavern will open both days at 10 a.m., as will the Paddock on 5th and the Gas Lamp Tavern. That's down at 868 5th Avenue, downtown San Diego. They will open up at 10 o'clock each day. And we'll get an update for the Los Alamitos. I don't know if Michael has it yet, but we will. If we don't have it today, we will get that to you tomorrow on Mike's show.
Yep, sounds right. Toby Callett, let's bring him in. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Doing really well, Toby, and I know you're in semi-retirement mode, but are you going to be producing anything for Breeders' Cup?
No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I texted John. For everybody that does have something to sell, I'm going to take next week off and give everybody some extra time to promote their products. I'll be involved to some degree, and if you have to ask me for a selection somewhere along the line, I'd be glad to provide, but I will have no product available, no.
Okay. John Lindo.
Well, Toby gets to actually sit back and enjoy the Breeders' Cup for once. I'm glad that you get to do that, Toby. How about conditions today at Gulfstream Park? What are we looking at?
Fast and firm. We're starting to get spoiled, John. Looking forward to it, which leads us to today's radio play, which is the Leg A of the Sunset Six, for those that it matters. I like the Five Storms Wake. Brian Lynch sent this filly down after two successful outings in Kentucky, beat the boys in her most recent. I think this is a good spot. We'll look at the 10, Miss Picky, 6, Spicy Princess, and the 7, Bayou Brigitte to round the gimmicks out. That's 5, 10, 6, 7. Be like heaven to get the money in today's ninth at Gulfstream.
Very good, Toby. We're going to let you go. And all, by the way, all you did was cold deck that eighth race super for us last Saturday. Dollar return, $123.10. So thank you very much. We'll make it 2 weeks in a row.
Let me have one quick second shout-outs for people that are coming out to see you guys. Matt and Beth, and we've got Kathy, Barb, and Nancy on their way to Barcelona. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Toby. Talk to you next week. Oh, we won't talk next week. We might get a pick from you via text. So 2 weeks down the road. Thank you, Toby.
Thanks, guys. All right, bye-bye.
Let's bring in Michael Rona, the track announcer at Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you, Bob.
Doing really well, Michael, and I know we don't have the times yet, but I know you guys will be open early next week in the Vessels and probably Burghardt, so maybe Orlando can get those times for Mike's show tomorrow. In the meantime, tell us what we have to look forward to tonight, and I know we've got the Golden State Million Futurity tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night's Golden State Million Futurity Grade 1 is worth $1.17 million, a particularly rich running of the race. And two-year-olds are really the theme of the whole weekend, even on tonight's card. Races 6 through 10, the second half of the program, are all two-year-old races littered with very talented horses who perhaps tried to qualify for the Golden State Million or indeed have qualified to previous big futurities, such as the Ed Burke Million. You've got, for example, Cattail Coast going in race number 8 tonight. He was an Ed Burke Million finalist. There was a Governor's Cup Futurity finalist, Bear Down. He'll be in race 10 tonight. Sunday Rangers keeping it going. Also on the list of horses competing on tonight's program. And then tomorrow night, apart from the Golden State Million, the race preceding it is a consolation stakes race of sorts, also full of horses who tried to qualify, didn't quite go fast enough in their individual clockings to make the big dance. But there are plenty of talented two-year-olds spotted across tonight and tomorrow night at Los Al. The Golden State Million final tomorrow night has a couple of interesting historical tie-ins to the 2015 world champion quarter horse, Peter Dash of Fire. Ed Burghardt's morning line favourite tomorrow night, Beautiful, is looking to become the first horse to win this race, going 5-for-5 in her career since Heat a Dash of Fire did it back in 2014. The second choice on the morning line, Guess I'm Worth It, is looking to become just the seventh horse to complete the Ed Burke Million and Golden State Million double. He's a Dash of Fire, the last to do that.
One nice thing at Los Al, if there's no pick six carryover after tonight's racing, $10,000 is seeded into the Sunday pick six. That's always a great bonus. John Lindo, what do you have for Michael?
Well, we know about the Golden State Million tomorrow night, but there's racing tonight with a 6:10 first post time. And Michael, like always, let's get a radio play from you.
Well, one of the very interesting high-profile two-year-olds on tonight's program is in race 6, a 300-yard maiden, a horse called Dragon Link, who qualified to the All-American Futurity run this year at Albuquerque instead of Rio Doso. If you qualify to that race, you're top-notch, and so this horse looms a scary prospect in his Los Al debut. That said, there's a horse out in post position number 8 at 6-1, whom I picked a few weeks ago on the show, A Political Tell. And I'm going to circle back to him because that last race is a complete forget. Just put the pen through it. It was just the horse hesitated, lost his path, basically was crossed and saved and not really asked in the last half of the race. The bird had flown. But from what I saw on his debut, He's got a chance coming down the outside to get into the finish, maybe just as the exact horse underneath the favourite Dragon Link. But at the same time, this favourite Dragon Link number three comes into low sale without a local work, and no question is being aimed at the trials in 4 weeks to the 2 million futurity. Maybe not cranked up completely. So if anything goes wrong for the favourite, the 6-1 shot down the outside from gate eight has a look, a political tell. Last week we got the money with Cyber Force, who paid $6. The week before, should have won, had the best horse by far, but missed out by half a length through bad luck. So we should be sitting on a hat trick, fellas, but we'll at least try to go back to back.
All right, Michael, let's get it done. Thank you. Have a great weekend, and we will talk again next week. We want to thank Elise Inside for a great job. Mike Willman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned. Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. Don't forget, Opening Day Del Mar is on Thursday. It's a great time of the year. Cash some tickets. We will talk next Saturday on Breeders' Cup Day.